Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we were taught that the true pressure that encourages us to do the things of the Lord is applied by the Holy Spirit. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and starting with verse 1, I want to share with you some things here. In verses 1 through 4, this is regarding leaving Egypt and being in the wilderness. There it says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and all did drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." Oh, look at that. Did you see that? The rock was Christ, even in the Old Testament. Well, they decided to go. They decided to leave Egypt. Do you realize that any of those people of Israel could have stayed back? None of them were forced to go. It's like at invitation time in the church. We don't force anyone. Some feel like, "Oh, I was so pressured. I speak to the crowd gathered." But it's the Holy Spirit that uses the word to speak to their heart. And it might bring someone to think that direct pressure is coming from me personally to them, but it's not. It's the Spirit of God who loves them and wants them to get saved and get right with God. I can remember in the first church that I pastored, a man had visited our church for the first time. And I don't even think anyone specifically at the church had invited him. But after the services were over, he came up to me and asked if any of the people had told me about him. Well, I had to assure him that no one had told me about him and that I didn't know him until he walked into the church service that day. Well, that's the Spirit of God speaking to his heart. Now, let's go on and read verses 5 through 12 here, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. "But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day, 3,000. Neither let us tempt Christ." That is, don't blame God or accuse him. "As some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents." Do you notice when it said, "Neither let us tempt Christ," speaking of the Old Testament, when they were tempting God, they were tempting Christ. You see, even in this passage, the deity of Christ is being taught. "Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer." Now, all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now, those Old Testament experiences are for us today to listen from. They're for our admonition. "Wherefore, Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Now, my friend, this tells us that there are many temptations out there, just like the children of Israel had. In every temptation, tell yourself this: God is here. And if you're saved, that's true. God is here. He knows exactly what I'm doing and thinking. Why? Because he's omnipresent as well as omniscient, all-knowing. And then go on to tell yourself, I will give account how I exercise my free will in this matter. Now, my friend, why do anything we wish him not to know? Again, he's omnipresent. God is here. We cannot hide. So why do anything we wish him not to know? You cannot, neither can I, escape your accountability to God. Why not live your life so you can give an account with joy? So, my friend, never tolerate, because of sympathy for yourselves or for others, any practice that is not in keeping with the holy God. Now, holiness means absolute purity of your walk before God. That would include the words coming from your mouth and every thought in your mind, and placing every detail of your life under the scrutiny of God himself. Holiness, my friend, is not simply what God gives me, but what God has given me that is being exhibited in my life. And my friend, I trust that you too will learn from the children of Israel in the wilderness. Yes, they fell in the wilderness. The promised land and its blessings was for them. They were saved from hell. In other words, they were saved from Egypt. They were saved from bondage, just like we're saved from the bondage of sin. But they would not trust God for the deliverance and life after their salvation. They were overthrown in the wilderness. They continued to turn to the flesh after their deliverance. Our days of temptation are often days of provocation, provoking God when he's trying us and letting us see that we are entirely dependent on him. And he is trying to show us that we need to live this life dependent upon him. That's why, again, I say, repentance is not a work. It's an attitude of the heart toward our Lord. Let us not be saved so as by fire and be ashamed at his appearing. The sins of others, especially of our fathers, with their following punishments, should deter us from following in the same steps. Someone has rightly said, history teaches us that people don't learn from history. And that is true. We learn from history that people don't learn from history. And this is written for our admonition. Learn from this. Don't make the same mistakes as we see the children of Israel did in the wilderness. In the wilderness, they should have seen they have a more pressing and immediate need to depend upon God. They needed support and supply. They trusted him to deliver them out of Egypt. They trusted God for that. But they did not trust him to lead them in the wilderness. Oh, why is it we trust God in the matter of cleansing us from our sin by his precious blood, but then we fail to trust him to to lead us in this life, to walk according to His Word. They erred in their heart by giving in to sin, as we just read in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 5 through 10. And in like manner, we live in a world that cannot supply you with the spiritual strength you need to be holy and acceptable unto God. Now again, we notice the warning that was given to us in 1 Corinthians 10:12, where it says that, "Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall." How can we do that? Well, be daily in His Word. Obey the Word of God. Separate from the world. Separate unto God. Serve Him. If we don't, we'll end up like the children of Israel in lust, idolatry, drinking, dancing, fornication, murmuring, and tempting Christ with our personal life, as well as our religion, as they did in Israel, going to the rock and roll of the day, and our purpose-driven religion being the purpose to fulfill liberty to the flesh. No other foundation can any man lay than Jesus Christ, my friend. That is the only thing salvation is built upon. And He can take that broken down life of burnt wood and flimsy twigs and bramble and make it a solid building. Call upon Him for cleansing. Call upon Him for forgiveness. Ask Him to take away your sin. Give Him your heart and life today. He will save you, my friend. He will save you now. But you need to allow the Master Builder to do something with the rest of your life, that it may be a structure for His glory. Not just saved from Egypt, just not saved from hell, but a building of God designed for His glory. Would you let the Master Architect do that with your life? Oh, I wish you would. I want you to have the best that God has for you. Now, we've seen in verses 13 and 14, the Master Architect, and that He is the right and only foundation, and that He has a plan set out for this building. And it will be glorious. But now as we move on in our text, verses 15 through 17 lays out the architectural rendering to reach the glory of verse 14. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.